Parshas Vayeshev, we have the story of the battle that Yosef HaTzadik has to fight with the Eshes Potiphar, with the wife of Potiphar, and really a battle with his Yetzer Hara. And this is, you know, Ma'is Avosim Labonim, that our door, but we look to our Avos and we see what their trials and tribulations were and how they overcame their Nisyonos. And here we have a great Nisayon. And how did Yosef, what was Yosef able to do that he was able to overcome this Nisayon, this very, very difficult Nisayon? So we have a little bit of a clue from the Pasuk, Perek Lamed Tes. This is Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Pasuk says, Vayika yom hazeh, vayobo abayisa lasos malachto. It was that day, and he came to the house of Potiphar that day to do his work. Rashi says that there were two opinions. Rav and Shmuel, Rashi says one opinion was he came because he's a worker, so he came to work that day. And the other opinion says, no, he came really, he was almost going to lose to his Yetzer. And he was only saved because, says Rashi, Elishaniris lo demus the yukno shel aviv. Like the Gemara in Masechta Sota. Well, what does it mean, Dmus Diyukno Shel Aviv? So literally translated, it means he saw a vision of his father. There's different ways of explaining what this means. He saw somehow like a vision of Yaakov Avinu popped into his head, and he didn't want to let him down, or whatever it may be. I want to share with you a really, really beautiful vart from Rav Michal Twersky. It's in a sefer that was published called Yiram Hayam. My good friend Yossi Steinhardt gave it to me, showed it to me. And he quotes, in Parshas Vayeshev, he quotes that his father, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Twersky, was a chacham and a mumcha in chinuch abonim. He was an expert in educating, raising children. And he said that we could tell you, I could tell you for me and all my siblings, I would do anything for my father. And I would try anything that my father told me to try because I knew that my father fully believed in me. Shehu hayamamin banu ubekochenu lalos latzliach lifol gedolos b'chayenu. We knew that our father really believed in us and in our kochos and our abilities to be ola, to ascend, to elevate ourselves, and to be successful in whatever we do. And where did they get this feeling from? Because he says they saw the way that our father acted towards us, the way that our father perceived us, was he looked at us as, wow, we could really do this. When a person feels like there are others around him or her that believe in them, they're able to accomplish more. I know somebody believes in my ability to do it. It gives me the strength to believe in myself. And he says, we could say that this really comes from the those words of Rashi, that he saw Demus Diyukno Shel Aviv. Obviously, the Pashup Shat, like we said, he saw a vision of Yaakov Avinu, and that vision of Yaakov Avinu was able to propel him to overcome the Yetzer Hara. But Rav Michal Twersky says, we can, if you slow it down, if you put an esnachta, you put a pause, you can change the meaning. He saw Demus Diyukno, he saw the vision of his appearance, Yosef HaTzadik saw his appearance, Shel Aviv, of his father's perspective. In other words, he didn't see a picture of, we envision he, you know, a picture of Yaakov Avinu popped into his head. That's not what happened, or at least this pshat. He saw Demus Diyukno. He saw how he was viewed in the eyes of his father. And then he said to himself, how could I do such a thing? My father Yaakov Avinu, he really believes in me. He knows I can overcome this Nisayon. I can't let him down. Look how chashuv I am in the eyes of Yaakov Avinu. And it was that koach that gave him the ability, it was that feeling of that gaiva de kedusha, if you will, that he felt about himself, that he was, I'm a chashuv yid. My father believes in me. The most yukno shel aviv. My appearance in the eyes of my father, the way my father views me, I'm a chashav yid. I can't do these types of averus. And when he was able to feel for himself that Yaakov Avinu had that feeling about him, believed in his ability to overcome, he said, how couldn't I? How could I not overcome this Yetzer Hara? My father believes in me. My father looks at me as an Adam Gadol. If I'm an Adam Gadol, it's pasnished for me to do such a thing. I think this is the key. This is the key for so many of the things we do. You know, Revolbi has a whole Shar Shlishi in Ali Shur and Chelek Aleph. The whole Shar Shlishi is about showing a person what they have, who they are. You know, there's one famous quote from that whole Shar, I think, that he quotes B'Shem Rabbi Yerucham. It's oy to somebody who doesn't know his chesronos, but oy va'avoy to somebody who doesn't know his milas. You have to know who you are. You have to know you're a chash of a person. You're a yid. You're a ben Torah. So many milas. I mean, every person has their own milas. But you have to know, Dumus Diukno, Shel Aviv. You have to have that feeling for yourself. And for Yosef HaTzadik, it came from his father. And this was Revolbi's whole message to his door and to our door, was a person needs to feel. I was speaking to a mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael, and he told me that this Shar Shlishi of Revolbi, it's, you know, in our door, Baruch Hashem, he says, you know, you go into a Beis Medrash, he says, you go into the Bati Medrash in Eretz Yisrael, you see dozens and dozens, hundreds and thousands of Bacharim. And there's so many people just sitting and learning, and it's such a beautiful thing. But a lot of the Bacharim, they think to themselves, there's bench after bench. Every bench has six guys. There's dozens and dozens of benches. Like, what do they need me also? He says, people lack this inner feeling that what they do makes a difference. They feel like, what does it matter? If they would appreciate their kochos, their milos, and what they bring to the table, then their drive for learning would be a different drive. That was what Yosef Katzadik got. He got that drive because he saw the way that Yaakov Avinu believed in him. Remailach Biederman quotes, in this week's parsha, he quotes a similar idea from Ramosha Kabrin. The pasuk says that Yosef HaTzadik really says about himself. This is a few pesukim earlier, Perek Lamites, pasuk Tes. Einenu gadol baba yisazeh mimeni. There's nobody greater than me in the house. Out of context, but Yosef HaTzadik recognized. Einenu gadol baba yisazeh. I'm a chash of a person. I can't do. I can't betray my boss. I can't do such an avera. I'm important. I matter. What I do counts. And just end off, Remailach in the footnotes over there, he quotes a very gewaldige maisa from Rabbi Yankala Galinsky. Rabbi Yankala Galinsky was a darshan, he was a magid, and he was in Siberia, as a prisoner in Siberia, and one of his roommates was a non-Jew who had been a general in the German army, and he was captured, and he was brought to Siberia. And he said that every night, when everybody was sleeping, this Gentile would get up. Now, he wasn't sleeping. He noticed it. And he would put on... He had his uniform that he came to Siberia with, and he would... His uniform was, I guess, folded under his pillow, whatever, under his bed. And he would put on his uniform, and he would march, as if he was in the army. He would march around the room. And then he would take it off and put it back under his bed. So one night, Rabbi Yankala saw him, and he couldn't control himself anymore. He said, "What are you doing?" So the German felt a little silly, like... As if, like, what do you think this is, Purim? So he didn't realize anybody was watching. He thought everybody was sleeping. Rabbi Yankala said, I won't tell anybody, although apparently he did, because made it into the footnote in Remailach Biederman's weekly, but we don't know who this guy is. Anyway, Rabbi Yankala said, don't worry about it, I just need to know, what is it? What is this? Okay, so what are you doing? So this German officer said an unbelievable thing. He said, you know, I used to be a general. Hundreds of soldiers, I would say jump, and they jumped. They didn't even ask how high, they just jumped as high as they could. You know, they did everything that I wanted. Everybody had to obey my commands. And now, I'm trapped, I'm in a prison, I'm worthless, I have nothing. So I have to remind myself who I really am. So every night, I put on my uniform to remind myself I'm not a you know, a displaced person. I'm not a servant, a slave, a captured. So I'm a general. And I have to remind myself that I'm a general. And Rabbi Yankala used to say this story over. We have to remember who we are. We're generals in the army of Hashem. We're princes. We're the Bnei HaMelech. We're the sons of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just like Yosef HaTzadik saw Demus Diyukno, so to us, we could see Demus Diyukno, Shel Aviv. And I would say, maybe I'll be Jewish, Demus Diyukno, Shel Aviv. Aviv Shabashamayim. That every person, when you're in a battle, you want to know how you get through the battle. Maybe you don't think so much of yourself. But how do you think Hashem thinks about you? What's your demus diyukno? What's the perspective of how you look, shel aviv, of your father in heaven? And if you're lucky enough, maybe you have somebody in this world. You have a parent, you have a Rebbe that looks at you and that you know believes in you. I know that I had that in my life. And you could draw off of that. You draw your kochos to be able to overcome these nisyonos. And that's how Yosef HaTzadik got through his nisayon, because he understood that in the eyes of Yosef Yaakov Avinu, he was valuable. And that's a tool that we have in fighting the Yetzer Hara.